Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
We are back, quarter number three of this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show, coming to you from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. We covered some ground on the underrated offensive players. We're going to look at defensive players now. He's Greg Pickle. I'm Dustin Hawkinsmith. We had kind of the same opinions on who we thought from the offense deserved a little bit more publicity. Mm-hmm. Devin Ford, I don't know if you disagreed or agree with Devin Ford, but Jahan Dotson, Will Fries, Mike Miranda, Nick Bowers, some players that just aren't quite getting their due yet, but maybe they will soon. So we're going to do the same thing on the defensive side now, and I'm going to let you introduce your first guy who you think deserves a little bit more credit or a little bit more focus on the conversation.
Yeah, I think Cam Brown is where I start the bidding. I think he looks so much bigger and better than he has in any other year at Penn State. He's finally been able to keep the weight on. He looks like a legitimate Big Ten linebacker now. And before, he was just kind of a big kid who was a little bit thin. Now he has put on the weight, and I expect him to go out and have a huge season. But nobody talks about him because it's more fun to talk about Micah Parsons and some of these other guys. So I think we sometimes forget about Cam Brown. But he'll start for Penn State again this year. He's a returning starter that doesn't get as much buzz as maybe he should. And I think Penn State fans are going to be really impressed by what they see from him this fall.
I think people should be really excited about Cam Brown. I think Penn State's coaching staff has always been higher on Cam Brown than anybody else has been. And I think you need to be if you're going to take a player like that who looks like a defensive end through and through, and you're going to make him a linebacker, you're going to stick to that. But I thought last year, the way that they used him with that length and the way that they trusted his movement and space and the way that it seemed like every game he delivered some kind of punishing blow. Like, he played with a degree of physicality that probably none of the other, none of the other linebackers could really match. But you're exactly right that you think about the potential of the linebackers and you tend to think about the present, but more so the future with those guys you just mentioned. And, Brandon Smith and Lance Dixon coming in. There's an amazing line of linebacker prospects at Penn State right now and about to come through even in the 2020 class. But Cam Brown, as you mentioned, the physical development from, when he stepped on campus to now, he's thick like a linebacker, but he's still got that 6'5 frame. I think you can draw a lot of comparisons to Brandon Smith, who arrives a little bit on the light side, but probably more overall more talented than Cam Brown and more physically ready than Cam Brown was as a true freshman. But this is a player who can do a lot of different things, who can cover ground in the receiving game, who can lay out a ball carrier, and I think you might see him even start to make some plays behind the line of scrimmage. He could have a monster year.
Who are you most excited to see during? Because Cam Brown is suspended for the first half of the Idaho game, if I'm not mistaken. So
it's interesting what they'll do there, right?
Yeah, I mean, will they bring another safety in? Will they start out with a linebacker and then go to a sub package? It'll be Brent Pry's gonna have plenty of options, that's for sure.
Yeah, and I would suspect you're gonna see Micah. You're gonna see probably Jan Johnson as your starter, and maybe you see Jesse Lucada or somebody like that for a half while you wait for Cam Brown to come back.
Yeah, that's probably what makes the most sense to me. Yes,
I tend to forget about that. One half against Idaho does not really register.
Yeah, but keep in mind that Idaho's leading tackler will miss the game entirely because he's suspended too, but for off-field reasons.
Yeah.
I think he stole something from Walmart. That has nothing to do with undervalued players, but it did happen. It did happen.
So, I think Cam Brown is a great pick to get things started. I think, and this is where you kind of run into, but Robert Windsor is obviously a key part of the defense, and people have some expectations for him, but I still don't think it really registers with a lot of people how good he really might be this year. You saw him with 7.5 sacks last year. He just has a way of being disrupted. He's big and quick and powerful. He's probably going to be a guy at some point who's going to be, he could have his name called in the NFL draft. he's a guy who could really hit that like 15 TFL mark, 50, you know, making plays behind the line of scrimmage with relative ease. And if that happens, you know, you tend to talk about, okay, if the defensive ends are as good as we think they could be, that defense can be really good. If the linebackers are this, I think the defensive tackles as a group are going to take us a pretty big collective step forward. But Robert Windsor, I mean, he could lead the team in a lot of those disruptive categories.
Yeah, and it's hard to even imagine him being undervalued, but I think you're right. I think he's just – I don't think the word ordinary is fair, but he's not really wowed you at any point. He's made some plays. He's done some nice things, but this is now his chance to sort of take a stroll into the spotlight and not just be a guy who does good work for Penn State, but a guy that really helps take them to the next level. So he's always going to be overshadowed by Eater, I think, but that doesn't mean he can't have a little bit of the spotlight for himself, but he has to have a good year to do that.
And again, this is it's understandable that if you're talking about the defensive tackles, you're more or less focused on what you don't know as opposed to what you do know. And what you don't know is, you know, how good PJ Mustafer is going to be, where Antonio Shelton fits into the mix there, who's going to round out that six-man depth chart, that rotation. So there's a lot you don't know, but you have to feel good that you can take at least one of those guys to the bank. You can take some production to the bank in Robert Windsor.
Agreed.
It's the Keystone Kickoff Show. We are continuing talking about the 2019 season, underrated defensive players right now. And along the lines of the 2019 season, GoPSURV.com has a special deal running, but time is starting to run out. For both the opener against Idaho and the second game of the year against Buffalo, you can get an RV for the weekend and get a second one free for the same game. Double the friends, double the family, double the fun. And to go with that, you get a free 409 tailgate club meal for everybody in your party. The deal is good through the end of June, and obviously the days are ticking away. Plenty of good stuff happening in 2019 through GoPSURV.com, but this particular deal runs out at the end of June. You can check it all out at GoPSURV.com. You can also reach out to Mark if you're interested at 1-800-519-8467. I recommend that you do. I think a couple other defensive tackles, it's the same deal.
Right.
Antonio Shelton gets overlooked because what does he do that really jumps off the page to you? He doesn't play a sexy position. He's not asked to penetrate and be a game wrecker behind the line of scrimmage. He's asked to do the dirty work. And I saw somewhere out there, pound for pound, maybe the strongest player on the team. I don't know if that's a fact or not. I can't recall where I saw it to attribute it to anybody. But if he's in that conversation, that's an interesting player. And then I think Fred Hansard, too, coming off the injury. You don't know what to expect. So clearly you're not getting too far ahead. But to see him in the blue-white game, I thought was a huge development.
Yeah, for sure. And obviously he's a guy that – you know, Penn State has a couple of these guys who came in as four-star recruits and injuries or otherwise have caused them to miss some time. I think it's tough because, you know, we set a lot of expectation for these guys based on their star rating and what they do in high school. When they don't live up to it, it can sometimes be disappointing. But Fred Hanser is a guy that this defensive tackle rotation will be so fascinating because I'm not ruling out Devon Ellis as a guy that can maybe make some noise this year too. You have Shelton, you have Hanser, you have Windsor, you have PJ Mustafer. Damian Barber, of course. I saw a picture from Sean Fitz of 247 Sports of Joseph Darkwa over the weekend, or maybe it was Mark Brennan, I can't remember which, but he looks like a guy that is going to put some weight on and then have a role at some point. If
he
not
looks
right
the
away.
Part. Yeah. I think he's always looked the part, but you wondered what happens when he gets in the weight room.
Right.
And so now you're starting to see.
Now you're going to get that answer, yeah. So, I mean, there's plenty of names on that defensive line that could have a big role this year, but I think it's kind of tough to know who's going to be the one to step to the forefront because there's just so many guys and so many things for Sean Spencer to wade through.
And I think ultimately that's a good thing. And I've been on the record, I believe, as saying, you know, 2019 might be the last year where you're really wondering about these defensive tackles, where the experience and the recruiting that you put into it start to that intersects. And in 2020, I think you're going to see this rotation be really, really good. You're going to be down Robert Windsor, of course, but you'll have PJ Mustafer a year long. Judge Culpepper is another guy. Aeneas Hawkins is another guy. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of different candidates here, and it's a I think it's an exciting position that probably just as a whole, we don't discuss as much as we should. But I think especially for, you know, the veterans who it's easy to overlook them when you're looking at the younger guys. I would say the same thing at defensive end where Jason Owe clearly is worth talking about, and he could be a phenomenal player immediately for Penn State in 2019. You saw him in bursts last year, right, as a true freshman, as he was being redshirted, just be an absolute terror. He's hard to match up with. He's strong enough that a tight end probably can't get the job done, and he's so fast that neither a tight end nor a tackle really stands a chance. So that's exciting. But the rotation, you know, you have, and you could maybe pick any number of these guys, but Shane Simmons, Shaka Toney, Daniel Joseph. You go right from Yetur Gross-Matos to being excited about Jason Owe. You're not sure which of these guys, but the one guy, Shaka Toney, really stands out to me because last year was disappointing. Just didn't get accomplished what you wanted him to accomplish. Four out of his, five sacks came in one half. And you just wonder, where was that the rest, the other 25 halves of football that you played?
Right.
And you just – but he's shown that he can do it. He's shown that he can be he can come off that edge with reckless abandon. I don't know if he's going to be a more complete player this year than he's ever been. That would be a big step in the right direction. But he's a guy that has double-digit sack potential. If he is able to kind of harness what he did against Indiana last year and turn it in for 12 or 13 games, he's a guy who can – he's another candidate to lead the team in sacks.
Yeah, absolutely. This defensive end, defensive tackle group is going to be, I think, a chance to be special for Penn State this year. And, look, Etour is, again, going to get the headlines. He just had a big story done on him and his life by ESPN that was very well done. And he's a guy that is going to get all the headlines, probably leave school early and be a first-round pick in the Las Vegas draft in 2020. But there's going to be some other guys that might be overlooked in this group, too. And it has a chance to be very special. Sean Spencer has obviously shown the ability to not just motivate guys, but also develop them pretty quickly and get them on the field. So just keep an eye out for this group. I think it's going to be sneaky good.
Anybody else jump out to you for, you know,
whoever wins that safety battle is probably going to be in this conversation in the fall. Donovan Johnson's a guy I think that people don't realize how big of a role he played in Penn State's defense a year ago. Right. So probably those two jump out at me initially.
Also played a role in making Zach McPherson transfer.
Right.
You know, he won that number three job, and you suspect he's going to be your number three corner. I like Donovan Johnson as well. I like Keaton Ellis too. And that'll be an interesting if that one way or another is that if those guys are your number three and number four corners, you're in pretty good shape for now and for the future.
Right.
Tariq Caster Fields and John Reed in that group. That cornerback picture is really good, and I think Donovan Johnson plays a big part in that. So we're gonna continue looking at some of the individuals on Penn State's roster. We've been going through this player profile series for the better part of the spring and into the summer. We're gonna continue it with one more group right after this.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today. 409 Tailgate Club proudly introduces our tailgate wines. Like our great sauces and rubs, you'll enjoy our wines at your next cookout, tailgate, or even as a great gift for that fan of the blue and white. Speaking of blue and white, you've got to try our award-winning Sapphire Blue, made from pure blueberry juice. Or how about our Old Main Pinot Grigio and 1855 Vidal? Go to tailgatewine.com and find all our PA preferred wines. That's tailgatewine.com.